shine.
Preface.
There are two things that are trying to get you in school, different sides of the same coin. It's not just ineffective or fake education, but it is also the crappy culture of high school friends. Stay away from that get this and get that culture. Your friends will try to get you to fall just to feel better about the mess they made in their own lives. Dog eat dog world. To break out of the high school culture, you will have to fail your classes while daring greatly. Use the library. Listen to all the narrated books written by great beings. The only good news I can see here is that if your other half is in school, then they will see you, because you will be failing classes while getting good at all the other things. Shine. We all have our starts, where we break away. In minutes, you will receive the finest start there is, a bunch of brilliant programming code that you can track and comprehend, from which you can learn the syntax and understand how everything snaps together. But let me just say that I myself had four little awakenings, so that you know what to look for in a start. My first start was a book very much like The Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson. It was very old, 1951, I believe. And it said that Mars had seasons and life. Percival Lowell's work. I was welcomed by the man himself. My second tiny start was a linguistics or science book written in humor. It was extremely smart and sophisticated. Alas, the school year had ended. Though I never had the time to read it past the first pages, I did bring it with me to America. My third start was a computer information class where I was accused of cheating, which made the bullies laugh. But I didn't cheat. Programming is pretty easy, especially the beginner classes. And my fourth start was after the bullies invited older bullies, and I really don't know why. It was no longer safe or very rational to go to school, so I went to the game arcades instead. I never had the money to play, I just watched Street Fighter and The Simpsons. And I never really stopped watching. I love watching Souls game runs to this day. I have to rewatch Skyrim with all the mods enabled, too. I really like the skill user interface with a sky globe and the constellations. But when I think about those days, I really think about pixel art. I am such a huge fan of it. I never appreciated 3D graphics very much past Wolfenstein 3D. Now I'm giving you the finest start there is. Your AI will explain it all. I don't need to describe the code exactly, but I will tell you this. While programming is functions, ifs, loops, and groups of functions that share common data called objects, there also exist machines. They are old, and they are very powerful. React, a user interface framework of today, is best paired with Redux, and Redux is a machine. The latest version of Svelte that uses runes, they use a state-computed effect machine with automatic signal dependency. But there are better, more lightweight machines that you can study and later combine together to create new ones. See attached links. The reason why this is a fine start is because artificial intelligence rewrote the bloated code into elegant beauty. It even features modern-like AI, a single-layer perceptron. Very spicy. I left that one for last. You can read the code, trace the syntax, get used to all the brackets, and then copy and paste it into your AI, asking for variations and explanations. Try to put a team together at the library so that you can rebuild your school inside out, programming first. After you are pretty much kicked out for failing to pretend to learn, co-found a company together. Make it an AI-based, roguelike, programming-first, self-directed, self-paced online school. The roguelike nature is, of course, the key. That is the diploma built live every day. Here's a list of stats you can use. Knowledge represents the depth of understanding in various subjects. Creativity measures the ability to think outside the box and generate innovative ideas or solutions. Critical thinking assesses the ability to analyze information, solve problems, and make informed decisions. Resilience indicates the perseverance in overcoming challenges and setbacks during quests. Adaptability measures how well a student can adjust to new situations and learn from experiences. Philosophy evaluates the ability to think deeply about ethical questions and the human experience, fostering critical discussions. Endurance measures stamina and the ability to persist through long-term projects and challenges. Strength reflects physical and mental strength, indicating the ability to tackle demanding tasks and challenges. Resistance addresses the capacity to withstand stress and adversity, promoting mental fortitude. Humanity represents empathy, compassion, and the understanding of importance of convergence on wisdom. Leadership evaluates the ability to guide and inspire others during collaborative projects or group quests. Communication assesses the effectiveness of verbal and written communication skills in presenting ideas and findings, using AIs aloud. Self-reflection indicates the capacity for introspection and learning from past experiences to improve future performance. You got this. You can save education, and you can help the world advance.